NPR's Jackie Leiden is back with us from as near to the rescue site as she can get to in New York. She joins us from Lower Manhattan. Jackie, thanks for being back with us.
Hello, Scott. Jackie. You can hear me, I trust.
I can hear you, my dear.
I'm still looking at the smoke from the site. You know, I was just listening to some of that tape.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking how much the mood has changed since then, but the wreckage, people should know, is still smoldering, and I heard you use the word visual profanity. I mean, there is just the most horrible eloquence about this ruin.
Have you noticed a change in the tenor of the activity there? I mean, we've had, you know, we've had people sorting through it for a couple of days at this point. We've had some amazing discoveries. We've had some must-be agonizing setbacks. We've had the visit from President Bush, the persistent presence of the mayor.
Yes. You know, I've been thinking all morning about how incredibly different the mood here is today, at the site at least, and I think in the city a bit as well, from yesterday. Yesterday was just a tragic day. It was, of course, our national day of mourning.
Mm-hmm.
The rain was just sluicing down here. The workers had gone all night without finding anyone. That was the first night in which no people had been discovered alive. It was just grim. Today, it is, I have to say, it is becoming the sort of workmanlike grief, you know, the kind of mechanics of recovery are the main focus. And the job is long, and people still come out staggeringly tired. But I think, you know, it is becoming a job.
Routine is kind of set in.
Definitely a routine is being established, even. I mean, by mandate, nobody is allowed to work longer than 8 hours anymore. They don't want people burning out. Many of these relief workers, like iron workers, locals, that kind of thing, are volunteering their time. And this is going to be a weeks, if not months-long task just to get things dug out, although some big pieces are beginning to be lifted, and they're encouraged about that, and it should help them find more people.
Jackie, Mayor Giuliani has been outspoken in asking New Yorkers to retake the streets and getting life bubbling in Manhattan again. Do you have any sense that that's going on?
Well, that too has been an irony that I've been pondering, because of course people will retake the streets. They're New Yorkers. You can't get them off the streets. But it's going to take, I think, a little longer. And it's good that the mayor is kind of cheerleading this effort. That sets a tone. But I was looking around this morning, coming in here around 4 o'clock in the morning and going home last night. I mean, it's still a war zone. I was talking to friends on Long Island, and she was saying, you know, life was going on, you know, as normal there. And I said, well, not here. You know, there's fighter jets overhead. And all through town, you still see checkpoints, blockades, military Humvees on the street, sirens. I when I got up this morning, I thought, I wonder if I'll hear sirens. And sure enough, you know, right away. So I think, I hear they're going to make a path to Ground Zero for traders on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be something for them to walk through the site of this wreckage. And certainly people will intensely recover the streets, but I think it's just going to take a little more time than the mayor.
Jackie, I guess I had not understood that, and forgive me for not focusing on this fact until this point. You mean when the stock market opens, it's going to be occupying much of the same site?
I have not, you know, the people working down here are not the traders themselves, but what I have been told, mm-hmm. and it's not something I can confirm from here, is that some path will be made almost through Ground Zero to some of the office buildings near it so that people can go back to work. At least that's the intent that I've heard, yes.
Yeah. And have you seen people, and I realize that, of course, access is obviously severely limited by the police and emergency rescue personnel. Has there been the sight of people who have been coming back to see where they once worked and
they
looking?
Couldn't get as close as I can get. They would be some blocks away. Actually, I've sort of heard the reverse, people who don't want to come. But I think that's going to happen. What I do see are signs that say, written sometimes on the boxes around here, you know, we will survive. And I think that, you know, that should be quite something if they do clear this path and people come back down on Monday. You know, you really have to kind of strong arm your emotions to do that. And I think there's a gut will to do that. You've seen that in places, you know, like Israel. I mean, people want to live normally, desperately. And so you know, I'm quite sure they will. But people who volunteer here have to not have relatives who have disappeared. I mean, that's one mandate that's gone out. So we're all, I think, waiting to see what next week brings.
Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Jackie Lydon in Lower Manhattan.